She's not allowed in my house.
After she walked out...
It was our home.
Clearly not. You left.
He locked her out.
He just tries to keep things so he can still keep peace of me.
She has been at my house, freeloading off of me.
But will this split break her?
She has no money.
That's not my issue. That's her issue. I've given her enough handouts. Enough handouts.
He doesn't want to be nice because it didn't end well.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. And the title to a van.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 590 on the calendar in the matter of Jeanson versus Robinson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Miss Jeanson, who is this?
My witness.
Witness to what?
He was a mutual friend between me and Josh, and he knows of the property that Josh has in mind.
All right. You and the defendant lived together for a period of time. You have a child. The child also lived with you. You separated. When you left, you tried to take what you claimed to be property that belongs to you, a television, and your son's bedroom furniture.
Correct.
In addition, you want Mr. Robinson to sign over the title to a van that was jointly purchased by the two of you, each having contributed $300 towards its purchase. So far, do I have your case down
pat? Yes, except the son isn't his.
No, your son.
My son.
Your son. Mr. Robinson says that the television and the bedroom furniture, which was in fact the bedroom furniture that was in your son's room, was purchased by him.
Correct.
Something that you don't deny.
It was purchased by both of us.
How much was it purchased for by both of you?
We both paid for half of the furniture. The TV, though, I paid for myself, which I do have the receipt on my credit card.
And you want that furniture.
Yes.
Mr. Robinson says he wants some rent, which is nonsense because you never paid rent. He also wants you to pay him for what he put into the van, which is $300 if you want to keep it. Otherwise, he wants the van. When did you purchase this van for $600?
In November.
November of 2009?
Correct.
Is that right, Mr. Robinson?
That is correct.
How much did you put into the van?
$300.
How much did you put into the van?
I paid $300 plus $522.28 to fix the van.
Who has the van?
Cents. I have it in my
possession. Who has the van? If you want to keep the van, you pay him what he put into it, which is $300. If you don't want to keep the van, he gets the van and you get $300. What's your pleasure?
Keep the van.
Fine. On your counterclaim, you are awarded $300, sir. You will now sign over the title to the van to her.
Which is already done.
Perfect. Give it to her. Great. Now let's get to the TV. Who purchased the TV?
Jeanson purchased the TV when she was living with the baby's father, Leonard.
Okay, so it's her TV.
Well?
Well is not an answer.
I'm about to give you the story. She was living at Leonard's house, and she had called me because she had an apartment at the time, but she couldn't afford it, so she was having her friend rent it out. This is after she left my house, but she didn't want her TV to get damaged. So she said, Josh, can you please go over to my house and grab the TV? Just take it.
No.
Just a second. So you did?
I did. She told me I could have the TV because she has been at my house freeloading off of me, back and forth. She's getting away.
That's not true.
Don't speak or I'll dismiss your case. Do you understand? Go ahead.
Okay, so I take the TV. It's been in my house ever since.
Good. She gets the TV. TV, you get the $300. Now we're going to get to the baby's furniture.
Okay.
Who purchased it, Miss Jeanson?
We both purchased the furniture.
How much did you put in?
I believe it was about $550 to $600.
Mr. Robinson, who purchased the baby's furniture?
That would have been me.
You have a receipt for it?
Absolutely.
I'd like to see it. Did you pay for it in cash or on a credit card?
For it in cash.
You have some place to show me where you took out the cash?
Absolutely.
I'd like to see it.
Two days before I purchased it, I pulled out, I believe it was $600 out of my savings account.
Angela's check deposited was $500 on the 2nd of December.
Mm-hmm.
Did she put in her check regularly into your account?
That was actually the rent check, the only rent check that I had received from her.
Okay. And withdrew for furniture $1127, $600.
Mm-hmm.
This was paid for in cash.
And the total, I believe, was just a little over $400.
Right. Do you have any proof that you paid any part of this?
I don't. I get tips. I'm a hairstylist, so I have just cash on me that I gave to him. The other, when I said $550, I was talking also about a TV stand, which he had of mine, which I bought the same day I bought the TV.
The TV stand is at my place right now. It is in the garage.
Did it come with the television?
Correct.
Okay, so she'll get the TV and the TV stand. Fine, you get your $300, plus you get to keep the furniture, okay? Furniture is
in his house. Why does he need children's furniture? He has no kids. I paid my half for it.
No, I don't believe that you paid anything for it.
Listen to me.
He bought the furniture for your child to use in his house.
It was our home.
Clearly not. You left.
I left for good reason, because he was controlling and...
I don't care why you left. That's for another show. You want to buy furniture for your child? Buy furniture with the child.
I'm a single mom. I bought it once.
Is this infant's furniture, child's furniture, or regular furniture?
Absolutely not. I have a picture of it on my
camera. I'd like to see it.
Sure. That is the bed. And if you push to the left, it goes to the dresser.
It's a twin bed.
When did you move out?
I moved out, actually, I was started staying with my parents in the beginning of January because I got sick, and I never went back.
January 2010?
Yes.
Where has your child been sleeping since January?
He's been sleeping in a pack and play.
How old is he?
He'll be 2 in June.
How large a house does your parents have?
My parents had a large house. I don't live with them anymore.
Who do you live with?
I have a roommate. I live in Sussex with me and my son, and I'm a roommate.
You have any use for this bed?
Actually, I do. You know, if she's more than willing to buy it for me, I'll let her have it.
How much would you sell it to her for?
What I paid for it.
It's not worth what you paid for it anymore.
It's never been used. Even though after I bought that furniture, she still had her kid staying in the pack and play because she wouldn't get a mattress for the bed. We never had a chance to get a mattress for the bed.
So are you telling me that this picture that you showed me is the way the furniture looks in your house now?
Correct, as of right now.
Where do you work, Ms. Jensen?
I work right now at the men's hair house.
Where is the father of this child?
He lives in Madison.
Do you pay support?
Rarely.
Do you have a child support order?
I do.
What's the child support order?
It's $50 a month, but I've gotten $50 in the last year and a half. He's a student.
How old is he?
28.
He's 28? Must be slow.
I know all about him, if you'd like to know.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Listen to me carefully.
I listened to her. I wouldn't be answering you.
Follow my words.
Yeah?
You said summer. She said fall.
Last year, fine.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
And later today.
This is completely ridiculous because...
No, to suggest, sir, that I am ridiculous is irritating. Before you tell me that something I say is ridiculous, go and graduate from law school.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Angela Jensen says ex-boyfriend Joshua Robison owes for the return of a television, furniture, and the title to a van. Joshua is countersuing for 2 months' rent and for the cost of the van in question.
Okay, Mr. Robison, what I really think would be nice if you did is to give her the bed so a kid has something to sleep on. And if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Okay, thank you.
I'm telling you, if you don't want to...
I've given her enough handouts. Enough handouts.
Okay.
Nothing was a handout.
Okay, here you go.
He just tries to keep things so he can still keep a piece of me. That's so he has
Ms.
control.
Jensen, listen to me. You have your van. The titles are now in your name. The television set is yours. It was purchased by you. It's yours. The bedroom furniture is not child's furniture. He can use that for his guest room. He paid for it. That's what I find. I find that he paid for it. So he gets to keep it. He wanted to be nice. He could turn it over to you. He doesn't want to be nice because it didn't end well. Anything else your witness wants to tell me? You don't have to get up unless you have something important to say.
I know that she paid for half of the furniture. I verbally heard the conversations.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
So would I.
Tell me your last name.
My name is Jason Canepa.
Take your hands out of your pockets.
I know that I...
Don't tell me what you know. Tell me what you heard and where you heard it and when you heard it.
During the times of us all hanging out as friends, I had, you know...
Look at me.
I had heard conversations
between
all of us.
Tell me when.
It was last summer.
Last summer.
About furniture being bought and that she did pay for half of it.
Shut up! Furniture being bought.
I know for a fact that she paid for half of
it. You heard from... You don't know for a fact anything.
All right. Well, not for a fact then.
Last summer.
Not summer. It was fall.
No, you just said last summer. She said fall. You said
I know
summer.
She, well, whatever.
Am I correct? You said last summer.
Look. She paid for half of it.
Listen to me carefully.
I listened to her. I wouldn't be answering you.
Follow my words.
Yeah?
You said summer. She said fall.
Last year. Fine.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay. Have we resolved the issues now?
Yes.
5 days. Pick up your stuff. Could she come to your house or you want to...
She's not allowed
in
my house.
I have a restraining order against him.
Which was dismissed as of yesterday.
How do you... Well, I certainly don't plan on putting the two of you together. How do you propose to get your television set?
I don't know. I can send my dad over there to get it.
No. Sorry, no.
How do you want to get the television set to her house?
I can drop it off at her house.
He can't.
When you...
We can figure something out with the Heartland Police Department.
That's fine. Do you work?
Absolutely. I work every single day.
From what time to what time?
I work at 6:30 and I get off sometimes around 5 o'clock.
At 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
on April 8th, you will be at the police department and you will be at the police department and you can drop the television set off there with the stand. Anything else?
She's going to try to say that I damaged the TV stand, but when she asked me to pick up that TV at her apartment that one day, me and her dad and his friend picked up the TV stand and it popped out. It was one of those TV stands that you had to put together, and she put it together, so it was all rickety and everything else.
No, I didn't put it together, actually.
I have pictures of it also.
Whatever it is, don't do any more damage to it than is already done.
Can it hold the TV still?
I don't know. Is the story that he told me accurate, that you asked him to go and get the television set from someplace? Yes or no?
Yes.
That's all. Goodbye.
Please excuse, you may step out.
I caught her cheating one too many times, and just the lying and the cheating and the drug abuse, I wasn't going to put up with it.
Actually, he cheated on me with my best friend.
Her friends basically came at me and said, please give her another shot, that she loved me, and I was the best thing that's ever happened to her.
It was his controlling, possessing, arrogant ways that ended the relationship.
She's still trying to pull money from me.
Stay away from arrogant people.
A huge weight is lifted off my shoulders. I never have to see her again after today.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Titone versus Myrie. Step forward, please.
21-year-old Matthew Titone is suing motorist Teresa Myrie for running into him while he was riding his bike.
Mr. Titone, you were on your bicycle. Miss Myrie was in her car. You collided. You claim she's responsible for your bicycle damage. She says you're responsible for her car damage.
Correct.
The accident was your fault? You say the accident was her fault.
Right.
Let me see.
I was going westbound, and I just got into the crosswalk.
Just a second. Were you on the sidewalk, or were you in the street?
I was on the sidewalk.
Are you permitted to ride your bicycle on the sidewalk where you live?
Well,
is not an answer. Either yes or no.
No.
Then why were you riding your bicycle on the sidewalk?
Because it was locked up on a bike rack right here, and I hadn't even gotten a full block. And
you don't have to get a full block. You unlock your bike, you walk it across the sidewalk into where you're supposed to ride it.
Well, I was going to use the crosswalk to get onto this side of the street, and I never made it that far.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Bike? A car. I wouldn't go in front of a car where the driver wasn't looking at me.
I assume she'd look both ways.
Well, that makes you stupid.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Bicyclist Matthew Titone says motorist Teresa Myrie ran into him while he was riding through a crosswalk. Teresa is countersuing for the damage to her car.
Okay. So you're on the sidewalk where you're not supposed to be. Did you see the defendant's car?
Yes.
From where did you see the defendant's car?
I was on the sidewalk and...
Where were you? 100 feet away, 200 feet away, 50 feet away when you saw her car?
I was around 50 feet away.
And tell me what you observed, Mr. Titone.
She was stopped in the middle of the crosswalk and I went...
Just a second. She was stopped in the middle of the crosswalk, Mr. Titone, and what was she attempting to do? Because you could see that.
She was waiting her turn to go.
And you were 50 feet away.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what you decided to do.
Since she was at a complete stop, I thought that I could go in front of her, and she wasn't looking. And the minute I got in front of her, she accelerated to go and hit me and knocked me off the bike and totally totaled the bike. And I...
Let's go back and tell me.
Okay.
You decided to go around her.
Right.
And where was she looking?
She was looking off... This way.
She was looking to the left.
To the left, correct.
And you were coming from the right.
Correct.
Let me understand this. You see her car stopped at a stop sign. You are riding your bicycle where you shouldn't be. She stopped. looking in the opposite direction from where you're coming, and you decide to cut across her.
Right.
Does that sound intelligent to you?
It doesn't sound stupid.
Sounds stupid to me.
It's a crosswalk.
It sounds stupid to me. What's stupid is if you see a driver, whether they're in the right or they're wrong, and if they're looking in the opposite direction from where you're coming, and you have a 50-foot leeway to stop your bike and to say, she's not looking in my direction, and I don't know if she sees me. And your choice was whether she's looking in my direction or not, I'm going to go in front of her car. That's what you did. That's what you just told me. And that's why I say it's stupid. And you're not going to change my mind, Mr. Tatone. It's stupid. Whether you were in the right or the wrong. If you're a bike, a car. You knocked off the bike, you can get killed, you can get hurt, you can, you know. So I wouldn't go in front of a car where the driver wasn't looking at me.
I assume she'd look both ways. That's...
Well, that makes you stupid. Because she's looking in this way, and you assumed that she would come back and look at you, maybe.
Shouldn't that make her stupid?
No, makes you stupid. She's not on a bike. You're on the bike. You're on the bike. She's in her car. You know, sometimes you stop at a stop sign. You turn to the left, you turn to the right, you turn to the left again, and before you turn around, somebody's coming from this way. And you've done everything you can to avoid a problem. But in your case, you saw the driver of the car looking in the opposite direction. And you went in front of the car anyway. That doesn't make you a genius, Mr. Tatone. Step back. Now, you're driving your car. You stopped at a stop sign. What are you supposed to look out for?
Pedestrians.
Pedestrians, whether they're smart or not.
Right?
Yes. Being on a bicycle is almost like being a pedestrian because they can get killed. So what happened when you hit them?
What I remember is a little bit different than that.
Well, then go over there and show me what you remember.
So as I was pulling forward, I was looking left, and I wasn't halfway up into the crosswalk. I was stopped a little bit further back, and I remember putting my car in park immediately and getting out and asking him if he was okay. But the fact that...
And when you got out of the car and you asked him if he was okay, what did he say?
Well, he was shouting profanities, and then he said he was fine. I asked him if he needed a ride home. He said he declined.
Sit back.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, how much damage was done to your bicycle?
Both tires were completely bent along with the frame, and it totals up to $158.
And what kind of damage was done to your car?
I have a dent on my right front part of my hood. That's really it. There's some scrapes on the bumper, but those can be buffed out. And the amount of $495.85.
Whose fault do you think it was?
Hers, Your Honor.
Whose fault do you think it was?
I think it was his fault.
You think that each one of you had certain responsibility for this accident?
Certainly.
Yes.
I do, too. I think you were being a wise guy, and I think you weren't watching carefully enough. So, pay for your bicycle, pay for your car. Bye.
Wait, this is completely ridiculous, because...
No, this is ridiculous. To suggest, sir, that I am ridiculous is irritating. What I'm telling you is, from 50 feet away, you saw the defendant's car stopped at a crosswalk. You decided that as you approached the car, despite the fact that the defendant was looking in the opposite direction, you were going to proceed across the front of her car. That, to me, is culpable. So I don't care whether you think it's ridiculous or not. Before you tell me that something I say is ridiculous, go and graduate from law school. Goodbye.
Due to his negligence in riding on the sidewalk in the opposite direction.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She was stopped at a complete stop, and I go in front of her, and then she decides to go because she obviously wasn't looking.
He was on the sidewalk going against traffic when the state law states you're supposed to ride with traffic.
Then I get an impersonal, like the most impersonal letter that says she's indeed remorseful when she hasn't tried to contact me once to see if I was okay.
I immediately stopped my car to ask if he was okay, and I did feel really bad.
She said, oh my God, I'm very sorry. This is all my fault. I'll pay for the damages.
My husband was just very adamant that we were both both to blame and that the responsibility fell on each other's shoulders.
Then I get this stupid letter, not even from her, from her husband.
People, whether you're riding a bike or driving a car, have to be far more observant to what's going on around you.
I don't think I was being stupid, so I don't think I really learned that much.